shape there.
Alfalfa supplies were tight going into this growing season. Dairyland seed 4-H leader Sarah Hendrickson says adverse weather has not provided much relief to that alfalfa shortage.
Back in May, because it was such a wet spring, our hay inventories were at a all-time low, the lowest that they've ever been since they started recording the level of hay inventories that we have in the United States. And so luckily, there was a few guys that were able to get out and get some new seeding in between the rain showers, but it definitely wasn't enough to compensate for just how critically low those hay inventories are.
Dairyland Seed introduced the world's first hybrid alfalfa in 2001. The new fourth-generation hybrid alfalfa was launched this week at World Dairy Expo.
Even though we're releasing the Gen 4 right now, we're already making decisions on our Gen 5 and preliminary decisions on our Gen 6 products. And so we're already identifying, you know, things that we want to adjust for future generations. And it's always going to be number one, looking at increasing yield.
Hendrickson says the Hybrid Forest 4400 alfalfa delivered superior establishment performance even in spring planting conditions that were wetter than normal. In markets,